Streets of Jerusalem echoed in song and with shouts of Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. For the followers of Jesus, this was truly a day of celebration, as their king triumphantly rode into town on a donkey's colt, accompanied by jubilant praise, hiding in the shadows of the same streets. However, skeptics and ruthless religious leaders gathered, sowing seeds of hate and doubt as they plotted to bring an end to this humble teacher's influence.
Hiding in the shadows of Jerusalem, skeptics whisper in the crowd. The streets resound in song, hosannas fill the air, the praise is strong and loud.
Hopes are held up high, the Lord is passing by.
Blessed is the King, lift up your voice and sing. Hiding in the shadows of Jerusalem, skeptics whisper in the crowd.
Hiding
in the shadows, seeds of
filled with hate. Remove
Surely these evil schemers could find an ally among those closest to the so-called Messiah. After all, anyone can be bought if the payment is adequate. And so the plan was hatched, a plan that would ultimately mean sharing the aid of willing disciple, one who would betray Jesus for a few pieces of silver.
Savior, but this man's behavior is out of control. He questions the priests, the scribes, and the Pharisees. His Nazarene's heresies are bad for the soul. How can we stop this man, this miracle worker from Galilee? Have we done all we has its way? There must be a price we can pay. The rabble adores him, the children befriend him, but we can't apprehend him in front of them all. We must find a way that's quick and that's quiet. There can't be a riot, there can't be a brawl. How can we stop this man, this miracle worker from Galilee? Have we done all we can? We'll lose all we have if the crowd has its way. There must be a price we can pay.
I will bring you Jesus of Nazareth. I will discover a way. Far from the rabble and far from the crowd, what are you willing to pay? What are you willing to pay?
30 pieces of silver.
What are you willing to pay?
30 pieces of silver. How can we stop this man, this miracle worker from Galilee? Have we done all we can? We'll lose all we have if the crowd has its way.
a price we can pay.
There must be a price.
30 pieces of silver.
Jesus and his disciples had come to Jerusalem to celebrate the Jewish Passover. As they gathered to share the Passover meal, Jesus told them of difficult days yet to come. He told them of betrayal and that he would soon be leaving them. He then took the bread, broke it, and gave it to them. "This is my body given for you." In the same way, he took the cup, saying, "This is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. Do this in remembrance of me."
My friends, I have longed for this moment and this Passover meal we can share. But in a short while, I must leave you, and no one can follow me there. So take this bread, this is my body. Take this wine, this is my blood, shed for forgiveness to set pastors free. Do this in remembrance of me.
After the meal, Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane. The burden of grief was overwhelming, as Jesus anticipated. The events were to come as all his followers would soon experience. He poured out his heart in anguish. "Abba, Father, if it is possible, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done."
Oh, welcome. olive tree, no healing oil, no sign of peace, no comfort from the chosen friends, no solace in Gethsemane. Gethsemane, Gethsemane, Gethsemane. Abba, take this cup from me, but not my will, but yours be done. Abba, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done. Oh, soul with sorrow overwhelmed, now bears a weight of destiny. Alone he drinks a bitter cup, goes to die for you and me. Kneel with the one who knows your pain and feels your thoughts so tender, so tender.
But my will
The solitude of a remote garden was suddenly shattered when an angry mob led by Judas arrived armed with swords and clubs. They seized Jesus, arresting him and taking him to Caiaphas, the high priest and the teachers in the law. In a night marked by betrayal, false accusations, and a mock trial, Jesus was sentenced to a criminal's death, crucifixion on a cross. In one final act of love, Jesus offered no resistance as he was handed over to the very people he had come to save.
Ooh.
is this who stumbles now and then moves on without a sound? To hear his cross he put a crown. No other love is so profound. No. His life so willingly, his arms outstretched for all to see. No other love would die for me. No other love would die for me.
Jesus was led to Golgotha, where he is nailed to a cross between two criminals. As witnesses mocked him, a company of soldiers divided up his clothes as a final act of humiliation. Darkness came over the whole land as the sun stopped shining and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Calling out in a loud voice, Jesus said, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit," and then he died on the cross.
There's a prayer. till my ransom soul shall find rest beyond the river. Near the cross I'll watch and wait, hoping, trusting ever, till I reach the golden strand just beyond the river.
Jesus, keep me near the cross till my ransomed soul shall find rest beyond the
dawn. On the first day of the week, some of the women went to the tomb where Jesus had been buried. An angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus. He is not here, for he is risen. Just as he said, go quickly and tell his disciples that Jesus has risen from the dead."
Eternal life to bring and praise at death. of his body.